The story of Terri Schiavo has dominated the news this week and part of last week, too. It raises a lot of difficult issues for families, especially for families where there's a serious illness, as with that of writer Lyra Halpern. Her daughter is seriously ill.
I hear a rhythmic clicking sound coming from my pocket where a pager-sized device is clipped. It's the sound of an insulin pump. My teenage daughter Julia has diabetes, the scariest kind, type 1. The autoimmune disease. An external insulin pump allows diabetics to get their injected insulin through a tube inserted just below their skin. The new pump will be liberating for my rebellious but responsible daughter. To understand her experience, I decide I must try the pump. I use saline solution instead of insulin. Earlier today, it takes me 10 minutes to draw the saline into the pump. I place the device on my abdomen. That's where my daughter injects 5 to 6 times each day. Julia has had more than 1,000 injections in the last year. I feel a slight stab as the device plants the tube just under my skin. I try not to seem too eager to get the needle out of me. I am proud that it's hooked up before Julia and my husband Alan get home from school and work. Julia throws her decal-covered backpack on the couch and smiles when she sees I'm wearing the pump. During dinner preparation, I notice a slight tingling in my abdomen as I put the turkey loaf in the oven. I see a pinkish liquid at the insertion spot and realize I'm looking at my own blood. Not a good sign. I say to Julia, I think I need to change the set. I see blood. Oh yeah, that'll block the flow of insulin, she says. Suddenly, I am tired. I want to fix this before I lose my momentum. Frustration grows as I refill the pump and see air bubbles. Julia is absorbed in her teen magazine reading about the Gilmore Girls. I try to disperse the bubbles, but only succeed in spilling the saline. Julia helps me start over and eliminates the bubbles. I accidentally stab my thumb with a needle. I curse. Julia looks up. Free blood test, Mom, she laughs. Julia checks her blood glucose levels up to 10 times a day. My blood level is normal. I clean my abdomen again, brace myself, and insert the needle. Now Julia looks tired. I take turkey loaf and potatoes out of the oven. We sit down. Everything smells good, and I'm starving. I'm about to dive in, but then Julia says, "Are you ready to count carbs, Mom?" The thing about diabetes is you have to count the carbs to tell the pump how much insulin to deliver. My total for the meal is 93 grams. I have to divide that by 15 grams per carb unit, which I tap into the pump. Suddenly, I feel good as I hear the saline clicking into my body. We clean up. Julia retreats to the den with the magazine, ready to tackle a quiz about boys. I'm running late the next morning. At the breakfast table, I am a sight to behold, my calculator, measuring cups, and a food scale. At lunch, I do it all again. How much does my apple weigh? What about gum? That night, when I walk in the door wearing the pump, Julia gives me a big hug. I am exhausted. All this calculating is draining. Julia has to do this constantly. At 9 p.m., it's time to unhook the pump. I feel a rush of emotion. Our dreams now are for a cure. I can't wait to take the pump out of me, but I am sad to be leaving my daughter's new world. For another 24 hours, though, Julia won't be alone. Alan is here for the handoff. He will wear the pump tonight.
Lyra Halpern is a writer and editor at the University of California's Davis campus.